I can tell you what I think happens with ayahuasca. Now, I have never taken ayahuasca, and I'm not going to. The same way that I'm not going to take a large amount of heroin, and I'm not going to jump off the top of a large building. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it because yeah. I don't need to do it,
yeah.
personally. So this is what I think happens. There's a line or a mental state mm-hmm. which is, let's say, neutral or normal. And people are generally either living in a space of happiness or unhappiness, mm-hmm. or they have a clean mind and a clear mind, mm-hmm. or they have an unclear mind. Now, what ayahuasca does is it reverses your psychological state, right? Mm-hmm. If you're here, mm-hmm. it puts you here. Mm-hmm. And if you're here, it puts you here. This is why a lot of people think that it's cleaning and cleansing. A lot of people think that it helps them, it clears their mind. But all it does is, if they're doing things that are unclear, it shows them clarity. Mm-hmm. But if your mind is already clear, mm-hmm. it shows you, it doesn't give you clarity. It gives you yeah. it gives you confusion and mist and
yeah,
fog.
I agree.
Like to a certain level, I mean, when you take too much of a drug, it's always bad. It doesn't matter which drug it is; it's always bad. Mm-hmm. But if you take a little bit mm-hmm. of it, you know, a little bit of poison is cure, okay?
Poison.
Yed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a little bit of the poison is the cure,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So. If you take a little bit of it and you're in a negative state, mm-hmm. it will introduce you to the positive state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you're already healthy and you take it, it won't do anything positive for you at all, because there's nowhere to go, because it's reversing the psychological state, or sometimes the physical state as well. But it's usually all about the mind. So people who have a lot of problems like to take ayahuasca because they think it's going to show them some answer to mm-hmm. to something. They think they're going to find an answer there.
Yeah,
and they want to do it because they're searching for the external stimulus to help them find the answer. But you know, the sad fact, the real truth is that you don't really need the external stimulus. You can find the answer without it, right? Because it will just, maybe it will tell you what you need to do, but you don't need that to tell you what to do. You kind of instinctively know it already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it can, the two great motivators are you're motivated out of love, or you're motivated out of fear. And maybe it'll show you something so scary,
mm-hmm.
so frightening,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that you will change. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the chances of it showing you something so wonderful and so positive, it doesn't. You know, what would be the point, right?
Yeah.
Promises, right? Promises.
Mm.
When people you don't know, who you meet for a short period of time, make promises about your entire life, they're probably not true. I mean, that's logical, right? You know, this is going to change everything. This is going to, you know, the sales talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's sales talk. This is the best car ever,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Very interesting and very important point was community.